Politicians have been speaking out about the high cost of prescription drugs in the U.S. Politicians like Democratic Senators Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren, and the man they want to unseat, President Trump.
If you have trouble figuring out if you're going to fill your refrigerator or fill your prescription drug, I know you, and I will fight for you.
On day one, I will defend the Affordable Care Act, and I will use march-in orders to reduce the cost of commonly used prescription drugs.
I'm calling for bipartisan legislation that achieves the goal of dramatically lowering prescription drug prices. Get a bill on my desk, and I will sign it into law immediately.
But Washington has been unable to solve this problem, so some states, like Utah, have taken the matter into their own hands. A few state employees are going to Canada and Mexico to buy their medication at a steep discount. The state's insurance program for public employees pays for the travel and gives the workers a $500 bonus for their trouble. Joining us now is Chet Loftus, Managing Director of Utah's Public Employees Health Program. Chet, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Good to be with you.
And can you give me an example of how your program works for the state employees who are using it?
Yeah, there are certain drugs that cost an awful lot of money. We're talking about $50,000 for a year. And in those situations, the variance between the cost of the drug here in the United States and what's available either in Canada or Mexico is such that it makes economic sense for us to be able to send them to those locations. The one is in Tijuana through San Diego. The other one is in Vancouver. We give them the $500 cash back to participate, and then we pay for all the travel and whatnot. We make sure everything works out just really smooth.
An escort will take you from the border to the hospital where you will end up getting these drugs that you need.
That's correct.
And just a handful of people are doing it.
Yeah. Well, there's only a handful of people that are eligible for the program, and the program is still relatively new. We've been doing it for about a year now. There's about 400 people in our total pool of people that we cover. We cover both state and other public employees here in Utah. We cover about 160,000 people, and there's probably one in 400 that are eligible for this travel.
I'm just trying to understand what kind of drugs these are. I mean, these must be serious, heavy-duty drugs. Yeah. It's not like just if you have a cold or something like that.
No, they're specialty drugs. Biologics is what we call them. They deal with rheumatoid arthritis, MS, and other conditions like that.
Now, it's very common. Over the years, we've heard many times, or I've personally heard many times, stories of people crossing the border to go either, you know, get a dental procedure done or to pick up a prescription. But this is different because you have a state-sponsored insurance program that is encouraging people to do so. How did you get the idea to do it?
Yeah, great question. So medical tourism isn't anything that's new. We had some experience with respect to medical tourism in terms of working with one of our larger employer clients that's a city here in the Utah area. And so we became familiar with what the options were, what the cost structure was, those kinds of things. And then we had a bill passed the Utah legislature a couple years ago. It specifically directed us as the health plan for the state to share savings with employees when they made healthcare decisions that reduce costs. And it caused us to think about the pharmaceutical space where the costs are very, very high, particularly for these kinds of drugs. And so when we thought to ourselves, you know what, you know, we can, rather than just make this available, we can actually add some money into it when there's savings. That's when it all came together for us in terms of seeing how this would work. We only pay on this program through our vendor that we use if somebody goes. And so it's not like we've had to create a constant stream of money to make the program work. It just works as we send people there. And we think it's important to give people choice and, again, to be able to share savings under the legislation that was passed.
Well, that sounds really good. But what do you say to people who maybe have a concern that if you go to Mexico to get your prescription drugs, that you might not know what you're getting, that you might get a drug that's unsafe because it doesn't go through the same regulatory procedures as it does here in the U.S.?
Yeah. On that piece, you're accurate in terms of it's the same but different. You know, every country has a process for what we call chain of custody. We have the ability to be able to check that chain of custody through our vendor and through ourselves. And so there's a very specific process that it goes through. And the good news for Americans, of course, is that this is a drug that the FDA has approved for these purposes, and it is exactly the same drug.
What do you think it says about the state of healthcare and prescription drug prices in this country that the state of Utah has resorted to sending to people to another country to get their drugs?
Well, I don't know. We're not looking to make any kind of statement from where we're at. Our job is just to try to find opportunities in order to try to reduce costs for both our members and also for the state on pharmaceutical expenses.
So you pay for the flight and you pay this $500 bonus, and even then you're saving money. How much would you say you've saved overall since it started a year ago?
So far, it's been $250,000 or so. And, you know, more importantly for us, I mean, again, to the extent that it gives us opportunities to maybe get better deals here in the United States, you know, that's not a bad outcome either.
That's Chet Loftus, Managing Director of Utah's Public Employees Health Program. Chet, thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you, Peter. Have a great one.